I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now is Tim Allen, Bayview Shade Blind postgame show, the franchise. Everybody else just knows him as the guy that tells you to smile at the end of a tough, long day. Mm-hmm. Timmy, it was a tough one to smile after on Saturday. I told these boys about the conundrum you and I found ourselves in on Saturday, trying to be positive, trying to be able to do a show, and then realizing what the opportunity missed was. But the opportunity is still in front of you to be able to get yourself for another dance and a date with the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's almost like you guys got to pinch yourself here after a tough loss like that, and then ultimately getting swept there in Colorado. It's almost as if you find yourself struggling emotionally and internally, saying, "Man, what a bummer! This sucks." And then it sort of just snaps, and you have to pinch yourself and say, "Whoa, wait a second, this is a team that's headed into the postseason again." And as Brewers fans, we have to embrace that. We do. And I think all teams that ultimately do make the playoffs in baseball, it is such a grind day in and day out. And this starts when the weather is cold and sometimes snowy back in March and April. And then it culminates through the dog days of summer in August and September. And then it gets to be fall weather. All of that grind, it is special in baseball to make the playoffs, and it's no different here for the Brewers.
Are you concerned that this bullpen may have crashed back to earth over the weekend?
No, not at all. Not at all. Once in a while, there's going to be a bump in the road. This bullpen is far superior than the Nationals' bullpen, and that's the key here. You're looking at a one-game series, a one-game deal. It's one of the special moments in baseball, really, is a Game 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of a Game 7, isn't it?
It should be a series. I hate it.
It's awesome. Everything
having to do with a one-game loser-goes-home scenario in a sport that plays 162 games. It's just beyond dumb. If they should take out a week of games, if that's what they're worried about, going too far into the season or going too far into fall, and let these wild-card teams play two out of three or something along those lines, more than one game.
But doesn't it, like Seth Everett said a couple of hours ago, doesn't that kind of then devalue winning the division? Because then you got to sit for a week and a half and get yourself completely out of sorts.
Oh, so you're saying it wouldn't benefit the other team to have added rest?
To have that much rest. Like, I think two or 3 days is enough. Otherwise, then you're completely throwing off what is good about the baseball season is going in every day or every other day you got a game.
Yeah, I don't know. From my standpoint, Gary knows this. We've talked about this for years. I hate postseasons where it's single game eliminations. Hate it. And in the NFL, there's nothing you can do about it. It is what it is. Same with college football, obviously. But that's what I like. Basketball, baseball, hockey playoffs, because it's series. And normally the better team is going to win in a series, at least in my opinion, more so than a one game pitch off or whatever you want to call it, like you have for the wild card.
Yeah, I would agree with Steve on that. I do, Timmy. But you know what? Listen. If you're in, you're in, right? I don't figure out. You just got to go and win that one game. You never know what can happen after that.
It would shrink the number of teams then that ultimately get into the playoffs. And we've come a long way in Major League Baseball over the years. Certainly going back a ways, I mean, way back in the day, it was just literally the two teams with the best record just went at it. And then it morphed into, well, we're going to have a one series. It's just going to be a league championship series, and that's it. And that will determine who's going to the World Series. And then as society has changed, we want a little bit more, and we want these bigger games. And they start expanding, and they start realigning. And I think they've done a good job in that. But back to your point, Stevie, this game is about the bullpens. And
I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be about the starting pitching, because if they go Scherzer and they come back with another starter behind that, it's over. The Brewers are going to have to piecemeal this thing together.
That's
with
what they
four,
do.
Five guys. Where the that's Nationals can look at this and go, I just got seven out of Scherzer, and I'm going to come back with Corbin. I don't touch my bullpen, and it's over. I mean, that's the problem that I see in this whole deal is if well, they get that dominant performance, are you confident that the Brewers can keep the Nationals with what they're going to run out there with less than, say, two or three runs?
Oh, for sure they can. It's Woody for two, and then you've got the catbird seat there, Stevie. You can go with Suter. You can go with Lyles right there. You can go with even in a situation. I look even for Freddy Peralta to get a big out in the game tomorrow night, just facing probably one batter, a righty-righty situation. You got Pomerantz and Josh Hader, and here's what it comes down to late in a ball game. Pomerantz and Hader can chew up nine outs. Maybe a few more than that with Pomerantz going maybe an inning and a third, inning and two-thirds. You're looking at getting into the sixth inning with zeros on the board. I will take the advantage, watch the advantage sway toward the Brewers. If that game is scoreless through five innings, Stevie, if it is scoreless through five, that Nationals bullpen, and again, you're right, it could be Strasburg out there. That's not his game, though. He's out of his element. The Brewers are not. When they piecemeal stuff together, the Brewers are playing their game. When the Nationals try to piecemeal a Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin, that's not the game they've played to get here.
That feels more like them pushing a panic button than anything to me.
They don't trust their bullpen.
That's exactly right. Sure. And so you have to say, you know, keep your eyes on, and I know Baby Tausch here will keep his eyes on the swaying odds within the game. And
all day long. Plus 165 right now going into it.
That's right. So if it is tied, no score in the fifth or sixth inning, you watch the percentages sway over to the Brewers.
Brewers have beaten Max Scherzer this year. Six innings, six hits, one run. He did not factor into the decision. The Brewers won that game 5-3. The next day they beat Steven Strasburg at Miller Park, and they skunked him that game 6-0, part of a three-game sweep that the Brewers had against the Nationals at Miller Park. We're talking about the one-game playoff wild card round with Tim Allen, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. You can hear him and myself after the game tomorrow night right here on The Fan. Also, on an extended 90-minute edition of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show. Tim, at this exact moment, though, with the lineup, how it's going to be probably configured tomorrow, as Lorenzo Cain was able to stretch out a little bit, get some running in today, and hopes that he's going to be able to go tomorrow. Ryan Braun saying earlier today, and Craig Counsell reiterating it, that he is going to start tomorrow's game. Ryan Braun will be in there. How would you set up the lineup right now going into the game? Are you trusting the youth that's kind of gotten you here in a Trent Grisham in that leadoff spot? Or where do you see the Brewers needing to go to get this thing done tomorrow and get themselves to L.A.?
That's a big gamble to put Grisham at the top of that lineup. Even though it's a lefty-righty situation, that is a huge gamble. And hats off to Craig Counsell. If he does put Trent Grisham at the top of that lineup and he ends up, you know, working a walk or slapping a base hit or a double. However, I would go with Lorenzo Cain at the top there. There's your leader. There's a guy that over the weekend was playing with, you know, probably 22% of his go-get-em, and he still comes out as you look down the dugout, and these other players beat to his drum a little bit. I got to go with Lorenzo Cain at the top, and then it has to be Grandal number two, because he's a guy that works 2.8 million walks, and you go from there. Then you got Moustakas, Braun, Hira, and on down the line. So the point is at the top, it's Lorenzo Cain. And on the other side, guys, make no mistake, that offense for the Nationals is legit. They are second in runs scored in the National League. They're second in on-base percentage. I mean, these guys can play baseball. And the Brewers pitching staff, I know it sounds easy. Hey, just put up two scoreless, Woody. That's tough against that National team. They're rolling in hot, winners of eight straight.
Braun hasn't played in a couple of games with his calf strain, so he's ready to go tomorrow. That's already been decided. They're saying Lorenzo Cain is a game-time decision. Adam McKelvey shot some video earlier this afternoon of him practicing running the bases leading off from second to third, and then a little bit of a run towards third. I mean, obviously, he wasn't running a full bore necessarily, but he wasn't limping either, Tim. I would expect him to play.
Yeah, me too. And if he's going to do his thing over the weekend and really all season long, guys, I still think that there's going to be some news coming out on that knee. once the season is completed, whether it's tomorrow night or next week or the following week, I do expect some news to come out on that knee. And I mean, obviously I'm no doctor, but I'm thinking meniscus, and Gary might know a little bit more on that. You can play a little bit through that, and then a surgery is going to be, you know, probably 4, 5, 6 weeks. Nothing extremely major, but I think he's playing through it.
Yeah, but, you know, you look at him, I think you look at Shaw. He's been, you know, you look at Shaw, I think he can maybe a wild card in this thing. You guys think or no?
Travis Shaw?
Yeah.
I don't think he makes the roster particularly.
Really?
Wouldn't he be on my roster?
Yeah. I don't know if you can gamble doing that. A buck and a half hitter. He's just it's just painful.
It's over.
It's
over.
Until next year. Because he will be a part of the team next year.
Here's the thing. Kane right now, and I agree with you, Tim. You throw him out there and you see what he can give you. But he is banged up. I mean, you can see him limping around the bases. His gait is not what it should be. His stride, I mean – you're right. Maybe these guys draw some energy from Kane, and that he's giving you all that he can give you at this particular time. Because you know what? If I want to go down losing, I'm going to lose with these jokers right here.
Yeah, 100%. My guys.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And
that's why I thought about Travis Shaw, too. But I get you. $150 is not going to do it.
Yeah. And with Lorenzo Cain, though, I mean, it's all about, okay, how are you going to sleep if Trent Grisham against Matt Scherzer? I mean, that might be a man versus a boy. No disrespect to Trent Grisham, because he's done a nice job for the crew.
I think he hits a home run tomorrow if he leads off. I think if he leads off the game, I think he leads it off with either a double or a home run.
But how would you sleep if down around the 6-7 range where Lorenzo Cain, your leader, is down there? Guys, a guy that's just been a warrior throughout this thing, and he goes 2-for-4 with a walk or something like that, and they come up a little bit short because the guys behind Cain can't move him around to score. I just think you get a better night's sleep knowing that you're going with your frontline guys. That is your leader here. Many people want to point to Ryan Braun and say that's a veteran leader. I don't think so, guys. I think it is legitimately Lorenzo Cain. He is the leader of this team.
He is, and he is by far the dude. Like when you look out and say who it is, that is Lorenzo Cain, and everybody feeds off him their energy. Timmy, I wanted to leave you with a couple of these quotes here, then get your thought process on it, on what Brandon Woodruff has done and who Brandon Woodruff is, the guy starting in this game tomorrow. This is from Robert Murray of The Athletic. I won't be able to go 6 or 7 innings, but I'll be ready to go as long as I can. At this time of year, it's all hands on deck. You have to be ready for anything. There's no ego. You put that aside. You do what's best for this team to, at the end of the day, it's about winning a championship. And then asked if he's going to be nervous at all, how he'd feel getting this opportunity going up against Max Scherzer. He says, been there, done that. Try to do this again.
He's been in big moments. And the one concern that I would have going up against that, as I said, the Nationals offense, in digging a little deeper today, they seem to struggle against off-speed stuff, guys. They do. Their offense seems to be a little out of sorts. They like fastballs. And a lot of teams do.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of teams do, but they seem to have far more success against hard throwers than, say, a Brent Suter or a Gio Gonzalez. Now, that would be one hell of a gamble if you run out Brent Suter out there or Gio Gonzalez. But I think that being said, Yasmani Grandal under the microscope to call a better first two innings for Brandon Woodruff and not necessarily go all in early and go fastball, all right, here's my best stuff. Because let's face it, he's coming off the oblique. He's only got a couple of appearances. If it does go upwards of 45 or 50 pitches in the first two innings, that's okay, because you may have to invest a little bit heavier counts early just because you're going to have to mix it up against this Nationals offense.
Oh, man, my boy Woody is ready for it, Timmy. He is ready for it. He's been thirsting for this ever since the College World Series.
Just again, guys, I know, and I'm doing the same thing. I really am, and you're just like, okay, but it's the playoffs. You just got swept, and then you're bummed. And then you go, well, hold on here. They've hit the promised land, guys. They're in to the playoffs. This is super exciting. This is super fun, and I hope the Brewers get it done tomorrow. And then you are guaranteed, Brewers fans, a Miller Park appearance against the Dodgers in the divisional round.
And that game would be Sunday. No time expected for that, but there is a time for when they would play on Thursday. When the Milwaukee Brewers win tomorrow in D.C., they will play the L.A. Dodgers on Thursday night at 9:30 Eastern time. 8:37 Central time will be the first pitch for that one. Timmy, 5:30 tomorrow, you and I here, Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin on Deck Show. We'll get you ready, and we'll do this damn thing and try to get ourselves into the DS.
Looking forward to it. That's what makes this job fun, guys.
Yeah, thanks, dude. We'll talk tomorrow. That's Tim Allen joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.